WJTL, Carrie Jobe with a call to prayer today. Find you on my knees. Good morning and happy Thursday. It's 7:20.
Hey, good morning, friends. Weather-wise, sunshine today, breezy, high 41. Tonight, clear, low 24 expected. Friday, sunny, high 40. Saturday, sunny, high 38. And Sunday, sunshine and 40 degrees. 32 is our temperature here in Lancaster.
Joining us on the phone from Align Life Ministries, Supporter Relations Director Julie Baum. Good morning again, Julie.
Good morning again, Fred. Good morning, Annie.
Good morning.
So great to have you on the phone. I think the one thing or something I most look forward to when I know you're going to call is to hear the stories of how God has worked in the lives of your clients and those that you are working with. Do you have a story to share with us this morning?
I do. There's one story in particular that I was thinking about for you and for all of our listeners out there, because it's just so encouraging for to let your light shine. And it's about, it happened not too long ago. We served a young girl who was abortion minded. And you know, the minute she walked in, we could sense how scared she was. And that's common. This girl was very, very fearful. She was afraid of being kicked out of her dad's home because she was pregnant. She was also very worried about money because she had a part-time job, but she wasn't sure if she was going to be able to support herself and her baby on that income. And also, here's the thing, there were many people in her life who were encouraging her to have an abortion, but she had one friend who encouraged her. She said, you could consider carrying your baby to term. And because of that one friend, that one voice, she came to see us.
Wow.
And so we were able to talk with her about her options. She eventually agreed to an ultrasound. We were able to offer her pictures of her baby, which she accepted. And we also gave her referrals for other local service agencies that could assist her during the time. And when we followed up with her the week after, she had decided to carry her baby to term. She told us she was interested in signing up for our parenting classes. And it's just been a joy and a privilege to serve her and her little one and her family through this time. So I just want to let you all know, to remind you, like, you know, and myself too, like, please don't think that our truthful encouragement of others isn't heard out there in the chaos of all the negative voices, because scripture says, you know, light shines in the darkness and the darkness has not overcome it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just don't be afraid to be that one voice, because it is heard and it's so beautiful what God can do through that.
Amen. Amen. Now, I know Sanctity of Human Life Sunday is coming up here later this month. Tell us about that and what Align Life is doing that day.
Yeah, so Sanctity of Human Life Sunday this year, it is on Sunday, January 17th, and it's a day that churches and families and individuals can use to intentionally, very mindfully recognize that human beings are created in the image of God and that all human life is sacred. It's something that we embrace every day. It's good to have a day on the calendar for the general public and the world to be mindful of this. And it's also a good day to commemorate the many lives that have been lost to and impacted by abortion. And we as a ministry have a number of resources to help you celebrate, to help you mark, to help you recognize this day. If you go to AlignLifeMinistries.org, we have a Sanctity of Human Life Sunday page. And on there are all kinds of resources that you can explore. We have videos, messages, a video message from our president, Lisa Hostler, just a ministry update and encouragement. And included in that is a client testimony video of Irenia, who has an amazing story to share of what God has done in her life with her baby and her family. There are social media graphics if you'd like to share those and remind people of the sanctity of human life. Leading up to Sanctity of Human Life Sunday, we also have bulletin inserts. There are ways to get involved with prayer, all kinds of things, other videos you can watch, post-abortion healing videos. It's just an amazing collection of things to help us commemorate that day. And also, if you'd like to get involved in something tangible as a way to express your pro-life beliefs and support young families and people around you, you can get involved in our baby bottle boomerang. And that name has not changed. And that's a fundraiser that you can do with. And there's more information there as well.
And I know a lot of our listeners know and have been. Do you have any idea over all the years how much money has been collected via Baby Bottle Boomerang?
Because I've done it
yes.
a couple years.
It's a super popular fundraiser for us this time of year. It goes all year long, but it, you know, now is a very fun and good time to do it. And it's easy. It's a great way to, for families to get involved, to talk about the sacredness of life, for friend groups. And this year, you know, we have traditional plastic baby bottles like we've always had, and we have new this year that you can fill a bottle online. Yeah. So we have a special giving link for that. You can go to our website and click on the purple banner under the picture, and that will take you to our baby bottle page, and there you'll find all the information that you need if you'd like to host a baby bottle campaign, maybe an in-person one or a virtual one or a combination of both. You know, some churches, their congregations, some come in person, some are watch online. We have a glove to fit all sizes for baby bottles this year, and you can really, really help us champion the gospel and the sacredness of life across our community this way.
I love that. Check it out, AlignLifeMinistries.org. You could be a part of Baby Bottle Boomerang, a part of Sanctity of Human Life Sunday 2021, which is happening January 17th, and really make an impact for the gospel and for life via Align Life Ministries. Julie, thank you so much for being with us today. We love hearing about God's faithfulness at work through your ministry.
Thanks, Julie.
It's been a privilege. Thank you. Blessings on your day.
Yours as well. Riley Clemens takes us back to the music.